I'm out here with my little boy True, and we are, he's playing in the little inflatable pool we got. It's filling with water, and he's messing with the water. And you guys might be asking, well, what in the world? Where's the intro? There's no intro. This is supposed to be Protectors of the Book. It is Protectors of the Book, but it is a more relaxed episode, and the reason why is this is not a sermon. It's something new. There will still be sermons, and Lord willing, the sermons will have that intro about how, you know, what Dad said to me when I was ordained, and it still rings true today, how you preach the truth and you love your people. And but right now, we're just enjoying outside, and I want to start a new thing I'm doing. And it is called My Journey Through the Bible, where we're going to go from Genesis to wherever I end up. Hopefully, Revelation. I'm going to talk about what my highlights were as I went through that book. And we're going to start, obviously, since we're going through the Bible, with Genesis. Now, you will not hear every single verse. Sometimes you'll get whole slews of verses, and sometimes you won't. Sometimes you might even get a sermon with an introduction like this, because this is my journey through the Bible, and sometimes my journey through the Bible ends up with me writing and preaching a sermon. So you just never know what you're going to find here. But this is episode one of My Journey Through the Bible, but it is Protectors of the Book episode, oh my, I know it's in the 190s. Y'all are shouting it right now because you see it and I didn't. Because when I post, it'll be there. But it's not right now. Right now, let's look at Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. A Sunday school teacher named David Robinson said the underlying theme of Genesis is the inadequacy of sin. And, we aren't good enough, and we are full of sin. That's what it's all about. He continues, the book opens with creation and ends with a coffin in Egypt. And that's true. That's exactly what happens. That's exactly what we're going to see as we go through. He says, human life begins with a wonderful life-giving experience of birth and ends in death. Most people who study Genesis focus their attention on the first 11 chapters. Yet there is more said in Genesis about the life of Joseph than about the creation of the earth. Thank you, David Robinson, for putting that in your Sunday school literature over at Bogart Press. We appreciate that. We do indeed. You know, Greg Kochel has mentioned before, to be an ambassador of Christ, I'm going to need to be very familiar with his message. I don't know a better place to start my journey through the Bible than the account of the start of the universe. By the way, I posted that on 5/14/18. So that's 2018. Isn't that something? We go on. It says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. We talk about the Spirit of God moving upon the face of the water. We see that Jesus was, of course, in creation. We know that from John chapter 1. But we also see the Holy Spirit was here as well. God said, let there be light, and there was light. It's interesting to me that darkness isn't seemingly a creation, but light. Darkness is merely an absence of light. Isn't
it the same with evil and good? Could it be that evil is merely the absence of good? Or is there more to it than that? In today's world, we don't have to train to be evil, but we have to have the power of Christ to truly be good. Remember, Jesus said, no one's good but God. When somebody called him good master, good teacher. So there is that. And that is where I'm going to end you at the end of the first day. See, real quick, not long at all, a little over 5 minutes, and you have the first chapter. Well, the first episode, the first day of creation in my journey through the Bible.